Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Young lieutenant in the 82nd Airborne named David McCormick. Part of his team's effort to instill history and also mission was to parachute over battlefields and walk them across America. Once upon a time, he jumped out of a plane first over Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. His parents lived in Gettysburg at the time, and they were watching. His chute didn't open because the man behind him had jumped so soon he had hit the chute. For a couple of seconds, I learned from Selena Zito of the New York Post, the Washington Examiner, and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Lieutenant McCormick was in free fall, and then the chute popped open, and he's here today to suggest that he might be a candidate for the Senate in the same Pennsylvania where he grew up. Selena, a very good day to you. Thank you very much. As I read your story, I thought, this better end well. It did end well, but what is David McCormick, now a grown-up, reflecting on his life in the 82nd Airborne, what does he remember about those moments? Does he go silent when he tells the story? Good evening to you.
Oh, good evening. I watched him tell the story. It was the only time I ever heard him tell this story until he repeated it in his book. But he was in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. It was during the primary against him and Dr. Mehmet Oz in March of 2022. And, you know, he was getting sort of a chilly reception in Gettysburg. And part of that had to do with the fact that Donald Trump had just endorsed Dr. Oz and, you know, as Donald Trump does, had given some, you know, jib-jab about McCormick. And these were conservative voters, and so they were skeptical of him. And I don't think they understood that how much of a son of Pennsylvania he was. However, once he told that story, everything in the room visibly changed, and people, it sort of, the room thawed. And I thought that was sort of his strongest point, was that he was from Pennsylvania. He did have life experiences here in our home state, John, and that is important to voters. He ultimately did not win that primary contest. He lost by a couple hundred votes. And as we know, Dr. Oz lost to John Fetterman in that general election. And as he's looking to run again, this time against Senator Bob Casey, I think it's important that he reminds voters that he is very much a son of the state, and he has a lot of connective tissue and experiences with the people that live here.
David McCormick is a well-to-do man, self-made after the Army, and he's traveled widely, and he's written a book about foreign affairs. But Pennsylvania is what have you done for me lately kind of state. So let us discuss the 2024 cycle. Right now, according to your reporting, McCormick has not decided yay or nay. Is that correct, Selena? And what is his thinking about delaying?
I think it's more strategic than I'm not going to do it. And, you know, I understand why. If you think about how a person feels, they don't want to live a candidacy for a year and a half. Why bombard the voters? And instead, he has been spending his time just going out to the different counties, and listening to voters. In fact, he hasn't stopped doing that since he lost to Oz. And I think that's helping him understand what is most important to voters and sort of dissecting and being reflective about how he has an understanding of how to find solutions for those problems.
A moment about Pennsylvania's challenges. We've spoken many times over the last year about fentanyl. Does Mr. McCormick have a position on fentanyl, especially for the two big cities, Philadelphia, my Philadelphia, and your Pittsburgh?
Well, as I've heard him talk over the past few months, you know, he points to China as the biggest problem. Not only does fentanyl come to our country through Mexico, it's shipped there, and then it comes across the border. It's also mailed here. Like, people don't talk about that enough. You can literally get it in the mail. And so he focuses a lot on China and its intentionalness in drugging and killing our best treasure, which are the people of this country. But he also talks about the competitiveness with China on every level, whether it is on goods and exports and imports, but also military strength. So I think that the fentanyl conversation turns into many layers of concerns about, deep concerns about China.
And energy, that was a talking point in 22. It'll come back in 24. My understanding is the Democratic Party has a mixed opinion, but it is not in favor of what drives the economy of Western Pennsylvania, which is the natural gas and the energy fields that transform themselves into prosperity. I'm guessing that McCormick is all for it. His opponent, Bob Casey, a man who's been in the office since the early part of this century, a man who's very well known out of Scranton. Does Bob Casey have an adversary position on energy, to your point? Is that going to be a debating matter if these two men run against each other?
Absolutely. You know, it's fascinating to me. Bob Casey has basically been in office since the 90s. And he's run statewide races, won most of them except a primary against Ed Rendell for governor. And I can remember covering him at coal mines, right? Like, he was widely supported by the coal miners. And that was an endorsement that he inherited through his father. And now he is not supportive of the natural gas industry. And that's a challenge for Casey, in particular with the unions and the trade unions. Now, the trade unions or the unions and the bosses may endorse him, but if you look at how their members vote, that tells a completely different story. They are much more on the side of the Republican Party than today's Democratic Party.
And the other issue I can say for Pennsylvania is the environment, and you report on the environment all the time. I'm presuming that this will not be a point of tension between, if these two candidates face each other. The climate is much emphasized in the Biden administration. Does Mr. Casey echo that in his remarks, anticipating his run?
Yes, absolutely. Email that I get from his office or his campaign centers on climate change. And, you know, it's not, I think there's a distinction here. We don't separate often enough in reporting. You can be both supportive of being good conservators of the environment, but not treat it as though it is your religion. And so I think that is the challenge for Democrats. People don't spend their day, every waking moment, obsessed with climate. They have many other things that are impacting their lives, including inflation and crime and their concerns about their child's education, but also the problems at the border. They think about that a lot because that impacts their daily lives. And climate change, in the way that it is presented currently by the Democratic Party, does not impact them in the way that, you know, it is not their the thing they wake up with and obsess with every day. It's just not. And I think Democrats need to find a better way to talk about it so that it is not heralded as something that is omnipresent in people's lives.
Final detail, very specific. East Palestine, I always get that pronunciation off. That is a that is a tragedy that has not been answered by the national leadership. Can we expect that the candidate McCormick will bring attention to it if he runs?
Oh, yes, absolutely. In fact, so East Palestine is just over the border in Ohio. However, from Pennsylvania. However, Darlington and other parts of Beaver County were definitely impacted by what happened in East Palestine. And McCormick has been there several times. So has Casey has been there once that I know of off the top of my head. And so, you know, that lack of compassion that came from the top in our country really will be sort of a point that I think McCormick will repeat over and over again.
That catastrophe is an open wound in Pennsylvania, and the candidates for the Senate in 24 must address it. We turn to another state that's in the news because of the first Republican primary debate. We're headed to Wisconsin with Selena Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the New York Post, and the Washington Examiner's Middle of Somewhere column. I'm John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.